Link established.
Groovy.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Neural net processor, a learning computer.
Oh, good for you!
Tell them, silent breed is people!
Oh, yeah!
Get sticking paws off me, damn 38!
I'd be so happy to be a virgin.
What if we could go back in time and take all those hours of pain and darkness and replace them with something better?
This is a Little Dead Podcast.
Hey y'all, McPierce here. I have with me producer Zach Green, one half of the talent behind Fatal Pictures, the people who brought us Worm, and soon to bring us Familiar. Hello, Zach.
Hi, how are you, Daryl? Great to be here.
Thank you. I'm doing fine myself.
Great.
So we're gonna get down and dirty talking about a project that you have coming out soon. It's coming out, or is it available now?
It is coming out very soon. We're just getting ready for the premiere, the release, the first screening. Me and Richard, we're just getting ready to, we're waiting on the premiere status as we speak. I've actually sent it to Ain't It Cool News, who did a wonderful review of the film. And I also did a great podcast the other week, Altered Realities Radio. That's another wonderful podcast. It hasn't screened anywhere, but I'm contacting, there should be a review soon from Dread Central. So I'm trying to get top, some critic buzz, you know, some good buzz before the actual premiere screening.
Mm-hmm. Now, for people who aren't catching on what we're talking about, we're talking about Fatal Pictures' next project, which is, it's a short film named Familiar, starring Robert Nolan.
Yes.
So, Robert was the star of Worm, which I reviewed back in, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the number, in one of my recent episodes of the Little Dead Podcast.
Yes.
What's it like to work with somebody like Robert?
Robert Nolan is a wonderful, wonderful actor, such a great man. When you're with him, he doesn't act like an actor. You wouldn't know he's just such a great man, and he gets behind these roles so well. It's almost like Richard, who wrote Worm and Familiar, it's almost like Richard writes these films catered for him, and he's just such a phenomenal, phenomenal actor. He was critically acclaimed in the short film Worm, which was my previous film to Familiar. Critics talk about his wonderful performance alone in that film, and I think he brought the same intensity and the same level of professionalism to Familiar that he did with Worm.
Now,
and he's
sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he's just a phenomenal actor, and I'm very happy to have came across him in Toronto here.
Now, with Worm, one of the things that I brought out or pointed out in my review is that Robert held the screen. He was the focus from beginning to end of that whole project. And he was, like you say, he was phenomenal. He's a very engaging actor, very expressive. Does he bring that same, does he have the same opportunity in Familiar to bond with the audience in that way?
Wonderful, wonderful question. He totally does. When we were holding auditions for the role, he auditioned, of course, and I love to work with many great actors, and I just wanted the best for this film. And when he read, he was just absolutely, like I said, it's almost like Richard writes these films for him, but we write dark genre stuff, and the movie Familiar, he's just fantastic from start to finish. He grabs your attention, and you just want to know what he's doing next. It's basically the story of a family man who has a daughter who's going to be going away to college, and the wife is bored and wants to do new things and explore new things in their life, and the character just like, I mean, I don't want to give away too much. It's kind of hard to get into the good synopsis of the film without giving too much away.
Right.
It's like a drama, and then it turns really dark and into a horror. There's a great teaser released on the internet right now. That's about a 48-second clip teaser of Familiar.
That was the one that you sent me a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, that is correct. And the actual full-length proper trailer will be coming out shortly. That's just a little teaser clip to get you wanting to see the trailer and the movie.
Now, when that trailer comes out, I'm hoping you're going to keep us in mind. That's something I would definitely push out on the podcast feed for everybody.
Thank
to
you.
See.
That's wonderful to hear. I 100% will send you the trailer as soon as it's ready.
So now some questions I have about that relationship. So in the film, Robert's character, his daughter is going on, and you say that the wife wants to explore new things. Are we talking together?
So
or
yeah. So basically, this character, John Dodd, which that the wonderful Robert Nolan plays the character of John Dodd in this movie. He has dark thoughts, and he comes to realize these thoughts might not be his own.
Oh.
And that's all I really want to say without giving too much away. Like I said, it starts off like a drama, and you wouldn't really see where it's going, and it ends a horror movie, and it's just a wonderful setup. It's a great film, wonderful film. You can read, like I said, you can read the wonderful review on Ain't It Cool News, or you can go to the Fatal Pictures blog. Everything's on there.
Now, there was also a write-up in Fangoria magazine. Now, which issue was that for our listeners who read Fangoria?
Correct. Thank you. So the Fangoria, issue number 305. I believe they're on 308 now. So 305, there's a wonderful, wonderful spread and a picture of Familiar in Fangoria.
Yeah, there was a very tantalizing photo of Robert in that. With that article.
Yes, there was. And that was shot by the wonderful Michael Yari Davidson, who's a wonderful cinematographer here in Toronto. And that there was a nice little visual and a nice sort of review of the film. We were lucky enough that Michael was able to do that for us. And
now for a film like this, so this with Familiar, this is how many films now in the Fatal Pictures catalog?
This would be Fatal Pictures' third film.
Okay, and they've all been shorts in the 20 to 30 minute range?
Correct.
So now let's talk about production. How long does it take to produce, to do, you know, principal filming and then all the post-production work for something like a Familiar or a Worm?
Do you want to start off like how much, like the whole production, like pre-production, or are you just talking how long is just production, principal production?
Well, the thing that I'm thinking is I'm looking back at Worm, and I'm expecting the same thing with Familiar. So it can't be as simple as I'm going to put a camera here, and then you tell Robert, okay, act. You've got to have more to it than that.
No, 100%. There's a lot of preparation and rehearsals and work that goes into it. And the director, Richard Powell, will sit with our cinematographer, who is Brandon Ugama, on Worm, let's say, and they come up with a shot list, and they come up with exactly what they want to see, how they want to see it. And yeah, there's a lot of preparation that goes in. Like there's months of pre-production first.
Okay.
Like, you got a location scout, you got to deal with all the legalities, you got to cast your movie, crew your movie up. But general photography, principal photography for Worm after all the pre-production was 5 days to shoot Worm. Yes, and we actually shot Worm on film, so there's less leeway with how much you can shoot because it costs a lot more money to roll film.
Okay.
And so, again, like Robert Nolan, like, again, phenomenal actor. He didn't really – I don't recall him stumbling any lines. Not that he couldn't have, but he remembered his stuff that well, which made it that much easier considering we shot on film.
So, yeah, that I guess that's part of what I'm going at. That's one of the things that I was thinking about is did you – in the case of Worm, Was it the audio was recorded first and then Robert acted to it?
Or? Oh, no, that's a great question. Fair. So what we did is, we shot the film. Mm-hmm. So the scenes where he has inner monologues, we shot the film. It's a lot of timing because when you're dealing with voiceover, we did all the voiceover ADR in the voiceover booth in post audio after. We shot the movie practical, of course, and then we timed everything out on set for his inner monologue. Okay, how much thinking do you need? So there was a lot of pre-production and rehearsals involved in this film because of all the voiceover, maybe more rehearsals and more timing than not. Because a lot of the film, in the voiceover for Worm, like the inner monologue, it's like another character.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we had intense days in the voiceover and doing all the dialogue and a lot of timing, and there was a lot of rehearsals for that.
Yeah, and then looking at the finished product, so there were so many scenes where, you know, only part of Robert's face was visible. You know, like you would see only, you know, from the eyes up. There were so many shots where he had to get so much across just through a look that I look at that and I wonder, you know, that to me looks like one scene could take 5 days because you're just looking for that one perfect moment.
Yep.
And it's so he was bringing the magic, like, right off the bat. He was hitting right off the bat.
And a funny story I'll go into that complements what you just said phenomenally it's like when all the extras were looking at him and we were, like, timing this out, right? And we'd be like, okay, Robert would know what the voiceover is. So he knows what faces and what facial expressions to put on. Mm-hmm. And all the extras in a few scenes, like the students, like 15, 20 students extras, would come up to me after and they'd be like, wow, he's so creepy. Like, it almost looked like he was thinking this and this. And I'd be like, well, you know what? That's exactly what he was thinking. Like that. And they knew exactly what he was trying to convey just with his facial expressions.
That is awesome.
He is so, he's phenomenal in Worm, and I can't wait till everyone sees him in Familiar.
Now, one of the things that we talked about last week, so for everybody who's listening to this, Zach and I tried to record last week, but due to some technical snafus, the recording just completely fell apart. We ended up having, I don't know, about a 45-minute conversation about Familiar and Worm. One of the things I had brought up then, and I'd like to get your response or your reaction to this now, was that when I first saw the teaser for Worm, one of the things that struck me about Robert Nolan was that...
Sorry, do you mean Familiar? The teaser for Familiar?
No, for Worm.
Oh, for the three clips. Okay, one of the three clips you're talking about.
Right. When I first saw that, the first thing that struck me about Robert Nolan is, to me, he reminded me of Anthony Stewart Head, who had played Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was also the guy in, I think it was the Folgers commercial. Or a series of commercials like 20 years ago. The single guy who's macking on the single mom next door using coffee.
That's funny. I don't know if I remember that. I might have been a little guy.
Well, one of the things that kind of shook me when I finally saw Worm is in my head, because of that association, I had one opinion of what the character that Robert was playing would be like. Yeah. And then once the inner monologue started, it was a shock. Oh, my God, this is not somebody like Giles. You know, he's somebody who, appearance-wise, looks like him, but what's going on just under the surface?
This is someone who would murder Giles.
Exactly. So now, with the casting, was there any aspect of his appearance that reminiscent, you know, that look that kind of looked like Anthony Stewart Head or just that teacher type that played into selecting him? Was he the type you were going for, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
It's funny. He wasn't going to be the lead of the film originally. Mm-hmm. But when he auditioned, it wasn't – he did have a good look, it wasn't so much about the looks that I was concerned about. It was more the talent and the feel and the belief of this character that I wanted you to get into. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a wonderful look. Like, there was no question about that. But I wanted to see your ability and your skill to act and become like this Jeffrey Dodd, teacher in Worm, this character that Richard created. And Richard couldn't make it, so I recorded it. And I thought he was really, really good. I really, right away, noticed this intensity that he brought. And I did, and then when I sat down with Richard, a few days after I recorded the audition with Robert, I didn't let him know what I thought. I didn't want him to have any preconceived notions. I wanted him to watch the tape just raw, just with no feedback.
Right.
And he basically said the same things I said. And that's how we pretty much knew, wow, we got our guy here. We really got our guy. And it was because of an actress I worked with in 2006 who referred me to Robert Nolan in the first place, which was a wonderful day in my books,
mm-hmm.
because now I know Robert Nolan.
Okay, so Leo, with the previous films, so we have Worm, and what was the one before that? I'm sorry?
Consumption was my first movie.
And what
movie you're talking about?
And
that was, I worked with two actors, Bruno Talota and Andrea Nettleton back in 2007. Me and Richard filmed Consumption. Mm-hmm. That was released in 2008 under Fatal Pictures. That's won a couple awards and currently has worldwide distribution with the company American Horrors, based out of Los Angeles, and Worms also distributed through American Horrors as well.
Okay, and by distribution, you mean it's going to film circuits? Festivals or on DVD rental?
Yeah, well, Consumption played the festival circuit. It's currently on television in the States.
Mm-hmm.
There's a TV channel called American Horrors. It's like IFC, but just genre films.
Really?
And, Consumption and Worm are playing on that network. That's American Horrors has their own channel.
It's time to put in a phone call to my my television provider, because they do not have that channel. We have a different one called Chiller.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's why I was a little surprised to hear that. I hadn't heard of American Horror, but that's something I would definitely like to have.
That's funny. It's like you're living in Canada. It's like you got nothing over there.
I feel like such a newfie.
Well, don't feel bad. Canada gets everything second. You know, I don't hear anything to like God knows when unless I'm in Los Angeles and I know what's up to date. But we're kind of buried here in Canada with entertainment.
I tell you, I would love to live in Toronto.
Oh yeah, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. If I have to be in Canada, Toronto's probably where I want to be.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the best of everything. You've got Rush. You've got the Tragically Hip. You have Twisted Twins Productions.
Yes, you have. Vancouver.
You have Fatal Pictures? Hey.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Yeah.
I think I'd like to live. There's a certain writer I know by the last name of Best who once asked me or once told me that he thought I was Canadian. And I took that as a compliment.
Yeah, you should. Hey, Canadians are more respected worldwide than Americans are.
So the Consumption and Worm are both on American Horror.
Are both, distributed through, you can go to AmericanHorrors.com for more details. Hart Fisher is the gentleman who runs that.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there plans for any kind of, like, video on demand or the big one, DVD or DVD release?
Yes, these are short films, so we're not sure exactly the route we're going to go with distributing them, like, in stores. I'm sure in the... I'm sure off a website we'll have them for purchase, but, and they're like, we're just really making these short films so we could eventually one day make feature films and then mm-hmm. those will properly be for the world to get. Short films are unfortunately harder to get your hands on than feature films.
Right.
So we're very lucky to have, American Horrors in, based out of Los Angeles. Who picked up, Consumption, and we're very happy about that.
Yeah, because one of the things I was thinking about is an anthology. So putting everything together into a collection to put out.
Yes, that could very well be a possibility, or we might just put, all three standalone stories on one disc to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so with Familiar, now, do you have any set date for when this will be available? Or when it's going to hit the festivals, I mean.
Yes, yes. I'm awaiting its premiere status right now at a film festival in California.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I really want to say until I know I'm for sure going to be screening there. But in early 2012 is when I'm hoping it's going to hit theaters. Like, when I say theaters, I mean the film festival circuit. In early 2012 is when I'm hoping to announce everywhere that it's going to world premiere.
And the big one, if I can get you or not if I can get you, because it's not like I'm a mover and a shaker, but if I can introduce you to somebody who can bring you to North Carolina to show your film at festivals down here, would you be interested?
Yeah, 100%. Why not? That sounds wonderful.
Well, that's great. Then that's a little plus for me, because then I'll be able to actually come and introduce myself to you, meet you in person, and have an even fuller conversation.
Wow. Yeah, that would be wonderful, Daryl.
Yeah, that would be great.
I can also, of course, get you my movies for you to see. Like, I will definitely get you a screener of Familiar.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely, yeah. No,
like I said from the get-go, Robert Nolan, I think, is just a kick-ass actor. The way he just pulls you into Worm.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick little story. So I watched the film. After I got done watching Worm, I told my wife, who doesn't usually go for any genre films at all. She's completely uninterested in them. But I got her to sit down. I told her it's, 28 minutes, I believe?
Worm's 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
But with credits, it could be maybe like 22.
Okay, well, I got her to sit down with me to watch it. And when we got to the very end, I turned around and looked at her, and I said, "What'd you think?" And she said, "That guy's broken."
And that's exactly one of the best things I've heard after someone watches the film, because his character is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, he's very unstable.
And the thing that I took away from it that, to me, I thought was like a deeper meaning to it, is when we got to the very end, he comes out the door, he sees the piece of paper, he tosses it in the trash, he tosses it in the bin, gets mm-hmm. in his car and drives away.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, the thing I take away from this is, yes, he's broken. But he's broken. He breaks every day.
Yeah.
Because he went from, snarky comments and, things of that nature all the way up to he builds to such a crescendo, and then it's the day's done, he gets in his car, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start this again tomorrow.
Yeah. And Worm is only 20 minutes in the day of this character. Richard and myself, we have a feature film of Worm, and that is going to be Fatal Pictures' debut feature film.
So that was going to be my next question is...
Yes. And so Worm originally was a feature concept.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to make our latest short film in 2010, we decided to basically yank out 20 minutes in the feature length of this character. And we showed you 20 minutes instead of 90 minutes. And maybe in the 90 minutes, he might act on some of the things he didn't act on in the short film.
Ooh.
And he might, exactly, he might, he does explore other things. I'm not going to tell you what he does. I actually just got finished reading the script not too long ago after Richard finished punching it up. And
uh-huh.
I'm going to try and be early pre-production stages very soon with that movie, trying to attach a bunch of stuff to the film.
That sounds incredible. That is something that I would love to see on the big screen, because that little 20-minute snapshot into that world, I can only imagine how much more thrilling and unsettling and broken things would be in 90 minutes.
And there's a lot of good stuff in that script. It was exciting reading it. Because especially after shooting a short of it, not that it's the same thing, it's sort of like similar topic, same character actually.
Right.
And like as I'm reading the script, I'm obviously envisioning the whole thing in my head, like, because we shot Worm at a high school. Guess what? The feature film is also going to be shot at a high school. So I can generally see what I'm going to be seeing in the future when we film it.
Right.
which just made the read that much easier and much more enjoyable for me. Because reading scripts isn't the most fun thing to do.
Oh, I mean, I can imagine, especially if you have to build all the images in your head. I mean, because you're reading what is a visual medium.
But I am an extremely visual person, so I don't have a problem with that. But I do love, love, love and enjoy reading a script that I know I'm going to be producing in the very near future or the future at all. Like, this is a script I'm definitely going to be producing.
Right.
It's not a script that, oh, okay, if I get $30 million, I'm going to be producing this. I can read the script and, like, already be thinking stuff in my head. Okay, that's what I'm going to do for this.
Right.
And it's great to be reading a script that – and, like, I mean, I already have a little baby of Worm that's critically acclaimed with Robert Nolan, and it's won a few awards. So that's – you know, that's makes me feel a little bit better about it.
Okay, well – the listeners can go to, if they're lucky enough to have the channel, they can go to American Horror to see Worm and to see Consumption.
Yes.
Now, for those of us who unfortunately do not have what sounds like the most awesome channel on the planet.
Hey, I don't have it either up here in Canada. Believe me, I'm not too happy.
Well, where can we go to see these films? Is there someplace?
I wish I had a solid answer for you. I have an answer for you, but it's not the, like again, short films aren't the easiest thing to get in everybody's hands because they're not, I don't know if I can get my short films on video on demand. I don't know if I've even seen shorts on video on demand or somewhere that everyone can go see. And because they have distribution, I can't just host them on a website because then they wouldn't be distributed.
Right. Yeah, that would undercut their abilities on it.
Yeah, so unfortunately I don't have an address, a URL you can go look at them, but if you go on YouTube, there's trailers and clips of Consumption, there's a few clips of Worm, there's a new teaser out of Familiar as well as the trailer soon, and Familiar will be making its way on the festival circuit very soon, and me and Richard might just, the distribution route we might go with Familiar, we might just host Familiar on a website that we can have everyone just go to the website and check it out.
Okay. And speaking of that website, to get more information and to follow also the festival schedule when it's available, where can the listeners go to find out more about Fatal Pictures?
You can always go to our blog, which is fatalpictures.blogspot.com for all the up-to-date week-to-week information. And fatalpictures.com is our official website. It just hasn't been updated in a little while now. So that's why I'm saying the blog you can go to for all the updated content. As well, we're on Twitter at Fatal Pictures.
Excellent. Well, Zach, I want to thank you very much for your time, for giving us all this information. And I am definitely, desperately looking forward to Familiar.
Thank you very much, Daryl. It was a pleasure to be here. Pleasure.
It was my pleasure, too.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, Gordy, give me a shot! Blearg.